Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has announced two Australians were among the seven people killed in last weekend's attack on London Bridge and the nearby Borough Market. The family of 28-year-old South Australian woman Kirsty Bowden has confirmed she is one of the victims. Ms. Bowden was working as a nurse at a nearby hospital, and witnesses say after the van and stabbing attack began, she ran towards the scene to try to help. It was not immediately clear whether Ms. Bowden was hurt when three men used a van to run down pedestrians on the bridge or when they went on a stabbing rampage. The family statement describes her as the most outgoing, kind and generous person who loved to help people. Her family has released a statement praising her courage and selflessness. It says in part,
"We are so proud of Kirsty's brave actions, which demonstrate how selfless, caring and heroic she was, not only on that night, but through all of her life. Kirsty, we love you. And we will miss you dearly."
The death of 21-year-old Brisbane woman Sarah Zelenak has also been confirmed. Family and friends of Ms. Zelenak were notified on Wednesday afternoon of her death. The three men involved in the attack have now been identified, and the emergence of more details about them has led to accusations of warnings and missed telltale signs. Prosecutors in Italy, where the mother of one of the men, Youssef Zagba, lives, say they stopped him at Bologna Airport last year when he was trying to fly to Turkey. The Bologna prosecutor has told a local radio station Zagba aroused suspicion because he was travelling with a backpack. He also allegedly told the check-in agent he wanted to be a terrorist before quickly correcting himself. Many militants have used Turkey as an entry point into IS-controlled areas of Syria. Without proof of a crime, officials returned his belongings and alerted London authorities of his presence there. A relative of the man says he went to London to find a job.
He went to London. He was away for 2 or 3 months, then he came back. He was here for a month and then he told his mum, "I'm leaving because here there's nothing and in London I can work."
Italian media say Zagba was born in the Moroccan city of Fez and had cut off contact with his Moroccan father. He was allegedly working in a London restaurant at the time of the attack. British police say neither they nor the domestic intelligence agency MI5 had investigated the 22-year-old before the attack. Meanwhile, speaking at a campaign event, British Prime Minister Theresa May has promised to change the nation's human rights laws if they block her moves to fight terrorism.
Let me just tell you a little bit about what I mean by that. I mean longer prison sentences for those convicted of terrorist offences. I mean making it easier for the authorities to deport foreign terrorist suspects back to their own country. And I mean doing more to restrict the freedom and movements of terrorist suspects. When we have enough evidence to know they are a threat, but not enough evidence to prosecute them in full in court. And if our human rights laws stop us from doing it, we'll change the laws so we can do it.